USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Texas man was arrested for planning a mass shooting at a Walmart. The Kerr County Sheriff's Office reported 28-year-old Coleman Thomas Blevins was arrested Friday in Kerrville, about 70 miles northwest of San Antonio, after investigators intercepted a message indicating he planned to carry out a mass shooting with a specific threat that included an unknown Walmart. North Korea state media accused the Biden administration Sunday of shameful double dealing by scrapping an agreement limiting the range of South Korea's ballistic missiles. President Biden and his South Korean counterpart, Moon Jae-in, announced the termination of the revised missile guidelines. Patrons are free to say what they wish at Fiddlehead's Cafe in Mendocino, California, but if you do so wearing a mask, it's going to cost you an extra $5. The proceeds will be given to Project Sanctuary, a domestic abuse organization in the area. USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with Arise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to ariseusa.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to ariseusa.com. That's ariseusa.com.